you are, mate.
Daily Mail.
Are appealing for a woman to come forward who made a call to the emergency services, directing them to a house where a dead body was found. Ambulance crews went to the house in Highgate yesterday evening and found it had been broken into. They called the police, who went in and found the body of a man inside. Detective Inspector Mick Ferris is leading the investigation.
Police officers attended and the premises had been entered. Within the premises they found the body of an elderly gentleman. Post-mortem examination was carried out. At this stage, there are no suspicious circumstances as such surrounding the death. However, we were anxious to trace the young lady that made the telephone call to eliminate her from the inquiries and certainly from the circumstances surrounding the death of this gentleman.
Employers' organisations in the West Midlands are calling on the government to launch an investment programme for firms badly affected by the recession.
So write it from what we know. Put the anonymous letter in.
More than a third of companies questioned claimed
to the right at the bottom, seeking
the chairman of the group of chambers is Howard Griffith.
Comment from
he says it's vital the government does some
on
start the economy
using this language in letter.
The main thing we would like them to do in the budget is to get some
well, try an education.
The main reason for this is that we don't
see really isn't it knocking out and not one of those parents is really not good enough to
out of recession. They can't reduce the interest rates or they're tied into the ERM, pound is low in the ERM, the American economy is flat.
Can you imagine, how does she defend using the language that she
uses? Yeah, because that's what was written and I wanted to show people that I'm not going to put it
so
there.
So we're looking for ways
she
just to get
the letter went to the kids.
And one way we see of doing it in a family
to give it to the parents.
Way,
how many letters do you give your
parents? Industry, tremendously, to get
so it wasn't for the kids to read?
If we
got someone,
you should get a lecture
to
the kids.
Yeah, but to read.
She went round the classroom, read it out to all the boys.
Have we got some bloody parent who said, "My Johnny's never heard of that word before, except when it's first used by his teacher."
How old are the kids?
11 to 18.
11 to 18?
A bit older.
Everyone knows what that word means, doesn't it? 11.
Steve doesn't.
What word's that?
Fuck you.
Mark Bentley?
GA.
But I didn't really understand it.
I suppose they kept a lot of their sign on it, didn't they?
Okay, that's correct. Canary fins go a long way to go from chopper sleeping to the beach.
Orgy, isn't it?
She went straight in, did she?
What for?
Shouldn't go through it.
Well, mate, you try and go through this, you went to the press office. Who's education chair?
Byron.
Will they pay any special attention to her? Because she passed away.
We've got one of those council handbooks, all these numbers.
We've got a council handbook, Rich.
Have you got the council handbook, Steve?
There's one there. That's not an up-to-date one.
Byron should have been in it.
Yeah.
Hello, kids.
Did they know?
Yeah.
Hello, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they didn't know either?
I don't know, I've not received it yet. No, so I'm just waiting for someone to bump it into my office. Yeah, do you want it colour, mate, or black and white?
Black and white.
black and white. Alright, I'll give you a shout soon, Az. Cheers, Steve. Bye bye, mate.
It's alright.
I don't know what to do about this one. Chris says, oh, go down at dinner time, trying to arrange a picture at dinner time. I'll say if it gets a good show, we'll see you right. I think we have on occasion, like, remember, were you around the girl who had the metal arm, metal hand, like, she had a hand being built. An exclusive for the Mail on Sunday.
Don't
write that now.
Was she
okay? Oh God, it's so complicated. Is it? Alright, Derek, wait around, please. Is he? Do you know when he's due back? Yeah? Alright, I'll give him a shout about 12. Thanks, bye. He's out until 12. So out of that, we can send Nick down to the house. Try and find this little girl for us. Yeah, she's got 9 inches.
Yeah.
Just try and find her.
So it's just a pure coincidence that it's in Cheddar Road then?
Yeah, right. I've been to her house before. See if
what, do you know what number she lives at?
No, it's round about the middle though.
Middle.
So don't go to either end, it's round about the middle house.
Yeah. She's not on the phone.
Try and get hold of Mum, no, they're XD. Try and get hold of Mum to ring us.
Yeah.
To tell her that we want to try and do a picture and an article for newspapers.
Right.
If she's not there, and if you find the house, get us okay to slip and I'll give you I'll write a message on it to stick through the door. Yeah, they said that's the only off license, but
she's already had a woman phone up asking when there's someplace.
Really?
Yeah. But it's not. Bounty money, corner shop agent, news agent.
What's the name of the kid?
We've got off license.
Delaney.
Mum's called Pet, the lady. Mm. If that's a misprint, then she's called Pat in the book.
I'd write it, Rich, and try for it.
Hold on, what's that school?
St. John?
And Monmore, I think. I'm not sure, yeah. Though.
Let's have a look in the thing,
the phone book, see if we can find it. We tried a couple of more times. One of the things that I've said, I really thought the Chinese radio
St. John and... doesn't say Saint anyway. It says SS. This,
I wonder if it's under John then, Jay.
Oh, there you go. SS John and Monica.
Right.
You gonna give him a try then, save me. Yeah.
Hi there, can you speak to your headmaster, please? My headmistress. I'm from the press agency in Birmingham. Yeah. Certainly.
Trying to snatch the till from a Midlands off license in Tamworth Road.
Where do we get that Tommy from?
Was drunk on motorway in court again? Have we got that?
No, we don't know because he never turned up. There's a warrant out for his arrest. Got to keep checks on it, really.
I don't know what it means.
Okay. Oh, got 3 or 4 orders on it, though. Good morning, is that the headmaster? Hello, Tim. Sorry to bother you, Gavin. Press agency in Birmingham. I'm finding my little Emma. I don't know if you've seen the evening mail today. There's a picture of Emma and a younger sister, Marianne, I presume, was taken at the school. What it is, we're a press agency working for the national papers, and about 18 months ago we did Emma's story for the Sunday People. And now just seeing the evening mail today, and you know how she's grown 9 inches in the past 18 months, and just thought the story might take another outing, and I just wondered if it was possible for you to help us contact her mother at all. If you could, that'd be great. I say it's Gavin.
Sorry, the green machine, green sheets.
And my number's. That's lovely.
Richie.
Thanks for your help. Bye-bye.
Richie.
Well, the headmaster of the school where the kid goes to is going to see Mum this morning, so I can give her the message.
Is that okay then, Gav?
Yeah, the don't worry about it for now. Now.
Okay then.
Hello. Who's calling? Sorry? Hold on a second. Actually, on the phone at the moment, can I take a message? Oh yeah, the off license.
Have you got in touch with Mr.
Yeah, I think we're actually just trying to find out which one it was.
He's engaged, is he?
Okay, cheers.
He's off the phone now, Gav.
Hold on, sure. Hold on a second, Steve's actually free. Let me put your question through, hold on. You take Staff's Police Press Office?
Who?
Staff's Police Press Office.
Okay, yeah.
You've got the name of the shop, have you now?
Yes.
The old wine shop.
Yeah.
Take him anyway. World. Okay, and it's in Amington, Amington.
Yesterday one parent said, what's a disgraceful example, la-di-da-di-da.
Oh, right.
That's the crux of the story. She's campaigning against bad language. She's given a letter to all the fucking store having English kids at her school.
Grocers.
With fuck you in it.
Might be a deli. The old wine shop is quiet. Oh wait, then not to worry. Thanks, bye.
Have you found up for the number?
Only talking pages, they couldn't find it. Try directories. Talking pages who aren't designed to look under names. They find things that you're not sure the names and things. Sorry? Got it.
It's not listed. Please have got the address wrong. You must have the address wrong.
I'll try it again, just because sometimes you get a different one. And so what did you say, sir?
Try to track it down, sir.
Try and grab it. Yeah, she's
looking for me. I will do. It's the old wine shop. It's Amington, Amington. Oh, it could be. No? That's strange. Oh, wait then. Thanks, bye. Oh. I bet it's called something and the old wine, an old wine shop. It'd be like a something, Mahatma Gandhi's.
Oh, you know, it's not like Mega that we've been breaking an exit. What's happening with the A?
They've come back to ask what I wanted. Oh, now he's gone. What?
Where is he?
Well, he's gone. He said, oh, that's what you want. Okay, I'll get back to you then. With a direct contact with his broker.
Nope.
If he's not, I should be shocked.
No. If anyone ever goes into the police press office,
don't ever go into the police
we're being
press
told to be afraid. We've got a telling off.
We've
got a telling off for it, though. Greg
phoned up and said, I had a chat phone call for
morning,
Jesus.
Did you? A waggling finger phone call.
Yeah.
Don't ask him
if they're black or Asian.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Maureen
Ang,
very feminist, anti-racist.
I don't know, they're from Newport and Gwent.
Right, I mean,
just about
us.
Is he the picture somewhere?
And
no, it was the actual picture, the girl we used, it was actually our own mobile phone.
Like
the girl we used was from a dog food company, which slips my mind.
Bear it in mind, it's
like on a corner of the road.
There are members of my staff.
No, we actually just got picked it out.
Don't know what I'm saying, asking them whether there's black or
white. Yeah, like the teacher mentioned,
not asked
them. Yeah, Newport Gwent is where the other
one is. Did you receive a phone call recently about it?
Yeah, I had stalking.
She was actually a promo girl for the dog food company.
So you don't have
it was nearby where we did the picture. Yeah.
Sometimes you ask myself,
can you be a bit more diplomatic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, don't ask Maureen anything.
No problem. Cheers, bye-bye. Ryan
set a deal with one or two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is much slush
fella. A little bit straighter.
Yeah. Okay.
More factual than as she gazes at her, you know, two kiddies playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, you. Yeah. Doing it for the Scottish papers. Oh, is it when it's, is it a Scottish dog? Oh, right. Eh? I didn't know what it was called, to be honest. Oh, right. I didn't know. If I'd known it was Scottish, I would have won the record and whatnot. Did it? Standard picture desk, please. Look at a standard picture desk. Oh, I'm still looking at the picture desk.
Have a glance through these, Steve?
Yeah.
Try and make this your weekly job.
Yeah. Hello, it's Gavin at Caters in Birmingham. Who's that? Oh, Jeremy. Sorry? Gavin at Caters. Can I speak to Richard, please, mate? Who's on the desk? Yep.
Not even fire.
Thanks, mate.
Two kids died, not intoxicated.
Caters in Birmingham.
She wasn't up on the scene. May not have
been. Did that, mate?
Yeah.
Don't mean much these days, this is a great line.
Once I found out they weren't going to die, I'll be there.
Thanks, mate.
I spoke to Danny about it, he won't bother about it.
Because unless they die, the father's a monster, I'm really going to die.
David, it's Gavin at Caters in Birmingham. Could you do us a favour, mate? Could you show us a copy of the standard from last Thursday up for us, mates, with the cuffs showing it? Yeah. Okay, mate. Thanks. Cheers, then. That's what I said. I said I don't know what the story is it is, but if you can get him to say, you know, Sting's deserted me, you know, he lets me live on, you know, my 23 quid a week pension. But it's like Richard said, I think Mercury probably tried that and then gone with his naff tale about the house. It's like he said, he sees a quote from him saying, I'm going to have to stay with him next month. You see, they make all the time, if you could get him to say it.
Does anybody want a cup of tea?
Love one, please, Nick. Very nice. Hey? What?
I think they've gone up to Sting to try and get him to say it. Because
they got it.
Yeah. If you read the piece of the Mercury, it's all basically about the answer. You're probably right, they have tried it, he isn't going to slag him off.
Where does he live?
Squire.
It's worth a try.
He's not on the phone.
You couldn't do it on the phone anyway. Your case of running out and sitting with having a coffee with the old guy. Isn't it? You know, if you get him saying, you know, time to forget the rainforest for, you know, for a while and think about his own family. We're going out on early February to do what's her name? Rodney from Only Fields and Horses. Theatre at Wolverhampton. Get a chat with him, you never know what comes out of them. Like Richard said, if we get him to say that he'd like to do Shakespeare, he's sick of him playing Plunkett. Good story, he's in a play in the show. He's in a diary. It's a good story to get him to do Shakespeare because he could write it in, you know, Shakespeare and Rodney Plunkett language and see it making a crazy lead, you know. Rodney, you heard.
Horatio Elwin. The rugby bunker. Or anything, you never know, you know, get him to say he's jealous of David Jason's success, or, you know. Yeah. That's the thing, the sort of things we should keep an eye out for. Which is what I meant to get on to Chris from the press office, BBC. Well, I'll give him a bell and just organise it for one day.
How sensitive is this thing, Gav?
Very sensitive, so don't. Caters, good morning. Who's calling? Hold on. Sergeant Reeves.
Who?
Sergeant Reeves, so we know. That's brilliant. You up, mate? You up? No, that's the idea. It's all anonymous, but they put it into a massive voice bank. Now, Isaac, this is a tale. Just knock on your door and ask you if you'll do it for a while. Give you 20 tapes, the Sony Walkman. You've got to take over, you know, take a couple of conversations from me. Oh, hey? No, they don't think any bad, they don't know who it is. Is it just called Pebble Mill, that programme at 1 o'clock?
Pebble Mill.
It's changed so often.
It's not on at 1 o'clock. It's on 12. Because it's just called Pebble Mill.
I don't agree with that. I think you should change it. Have a word. I'm organising a dinner date for you now.
Oh, yeah.
With Chris Bates, the Pebble Mill press officer.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Chris Bates, please. Gavin Blythe at Caters. Blythe at Caters.
Put your best frock on.
Chris, it's Gavin at Caters. You, not so bad, mate, you? Good. Do you have the run of the Pebble Mill press office, or is that somebody entirely different? As far as actually Pebble Mill, the programme. Oh, yeah. Right, because what it is, we'd like, if it's possible, to get like a daily list of who's due to appear on Pebble Mill in the day of where pop stars and TV stars are working downside more in newspapers than hard news these days. It would be a bad idea for us to try and get an in on who's coming up to appear. Oh, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, I was talking, daily, just so, you know, when somebody does appear, if, you know, if we, you know, want to chat with them or, you know, see what they're up to these days. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's good for you as well, because you know, we're obviously putting the time, you know, appearing on Pebble Mill, blah, 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 blah. I just wonder if it's possible. Oh, yeah, that's okay, mate. Yeah.
Yeah,
I received for it.
I'm just a bit tired of looking at something
else. Yeah.
So let me track down the school, British Standard Kite Lot. How does he want to play it? Does he want us to go on and
Blythe,
do
B-L-Y-T-H.
Does he want us to arrange to go out and do a chat and pictures?
It's 43 Bartholomew Street. And that's Digbeth. Birmingham B5. 5QW. Telephone 021 616 1100.
and fax 2200. Yeah, I mean, that'd be great, yes.
Really? Is it cute?
Yeah.
Was it a little girl?
Yeah, okay. No, I appreciate that.
Good one. Good.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way, does it? Alright, yeah, that's about it. We'll have to we'll take you out for dinner one day soon and give you a chat what we look for and you can scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Alright mate, well I'll give you a shout. Thanks. Cheers, Chris. Bye bye mate. You can give him a shout at some point, Steve, and arrange to go for dinner with him.
All right. Just to sort of butter him up.
Yeah.
But it's a quiet day.
Yeah.
Just tell him what we want and to give us, you know, to give us the advance nod on something, then we can either, you know, deal it exclusive or put it all round, you know, whichever they prefer.
Just for Christmas in the mail showbiz, we're going to Mount Mountie, wants us to go down and see whether
there's O'Connor on it.
That's right, yeah.
He's not an aging like that, singer.
Things like that, maybe.
Yeah, but he's not an aging singer, is he?
He is, isn't he?
He's a television presenter, isn't he?
He's a singer as well.
Yeah, it's hardly his forte. It's hardly what
he'd like to be his forte.
He already puts it down his CV, Des O'Connor singer.
I mean, she's double checking it for me at the moment. No, it can't.
Did you ever make that?
No, it isn't. It's what you
Yeah, the actual story made, but we didn't get anything extra.
Yes, he is. I mean, of course I've got to ring up.
Okay, then. I'll put your glass on the top. What do you want, girl? What'd you think? Coaching.
Monday the 13th, let me just say again, the encyclopedia competition results end of the week. Tomorrow you can win a winter weekend break in the Cotswolds. Winter stamps presentation at Graham Rock in the post office will be in to talk about that. I presume now, from the this morning show, nobody in the West Midlands has ever won a competition.
I can't.
One of the major companies
I won't get through straight away. Sorry, I didn't mean to give it to you. You've got it though. Sorry, I'll put the phone down, it's for you.
I'm trying to
ring her. Yeah, my first one. Katie, hello. Yeah, he's calling. Hold on. Graham Gibb, Transport Police.
It's for me.
I'm just getting very excited about this kind of arm. You're saying on the Daily Mail, would you? Very, very excited. Fucking high priority, this one. Where's Nick gone? Nick gone?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, Richie's a lazy bastard. Fucking did that forever last week. Yeah. Caders. What? I'm about to come in and get Nick from you. Why? Yeah, don't fuck die, I don't know. Do other things as well. Nah. There you go, I'll see you in a minute. Bye bye. He's a fucking lazy last week.
So you basically think it went when it was it used to?
Yeah.
Did, what do you, what's your hopes for it? I mean, you know, it's,
where's the school, sir?
Friendly.
Very small. Yeah.
Lord.
I mean, is it something which could be solved? Because it's, I mean, you know, it's not solid itself, is it? Solid silver or
thank you. situation.